Good afternoon. Skies will remain mostly cloudy today across interior New York and New England, but some moisture trapped in the lowest levels of the atmosphere may yield spotty drizzle, but no organized precipitation. And temperatures will respond with a southerly breeze, pushing readings into the middle 40s on average for afternoon highs. Another and stronger storm will work its way toward us tonight. Clouds will thicken this evening and rain will break out overnight. With the track of this next system to our west and north, it looks like even milder air will build in during the overnight hours and temperatures will stay in the 40s. Energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will combine with the moisture and produce even some heavier bursts of rain overnight, and there's even the outside chance at a rumble of thunder during the overnight period as the storm system passes by. As a cold front moves through early on Friday, we'll see temperatures spike to around 50 degrees early in the morning. Then behind that front, it'll turn windy and much colder as we dry it out for the second half of the morning and into Friday afternoon. Temperatures will drop quickly back through the 40s and 30s. A new area of high pressure will build in, drying us out in time for the weekend, but despite sunshine on Saturday, highs will be back into the 20s and then bounce back toward the lower 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. We'll start off the new work week next week with some clouds on Monday morning, though sunshine will come back in the afternoon and highs will rebound into the mid-30s before the next system approaches on Tuesday. Morning sunshine will give way to increasing clouds, and there is the chance of snow by the end of the day and into Tuesday night. Highs will be in the lower 30s, and on the back side of that system, some rain and snow likely on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system currently over the central Rockies will bring a wide variety of unsettled weather across the eastern two-thirds of the country during the next couple of days. An Arctic air mass along the northern tier is producing temperatures more than 30 degrees below normal over the northern high plains. This is in stark contrast with the well above normal temperatures across the deep south and in the mid-Atlantic. Meanwhile, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico has been flowing northward across the south and toward that Arctic front across the central plains. The clash of these air masses will produce a strong low pressure wave, which will move toward the Great Lakes over the next 24 hours. Snow will expand into the northern plains and upper Midwest and pick up in intensity along with a strong, gusty northwest wind. Closer to the storm track, freezing rain and sleet will be likely across parts of the central plains, spreading into the central Great Lakes by the end of the day. Farther south, persistent southwesterly flow will bring rain across the mid-Mississippi and Ohio valleys. In fact, the rain could be heavy enough to result in flash flooding across this region before the front passes through tonight. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy in the upper 40s, Boston cloudy with rain and drizzle in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo cloudy with rain moving in later and highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 16. The record high, 48, set in 2005, 1951, and 1938, and the record low, 18 below zero, in 1995. Sunrise this morning, 7:03 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:16 p.m., 10 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with spotty rain showers and drizzle today and highs around 40. Cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, temperatures climbing into the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with spotty drizzle today and highs in the upper 40s. Cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, temperatures holding in the 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with spotty drizzle today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, temperatures holding in the 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with spotty drizzle today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain and possibly a thunderstorm tonight, temperatures staying in the 40s. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with spotty drizzle today, and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with rain, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, temperatures holding in the 40s. Region-wide for Friday, morning showers turning windy and colder the second half of the day, temperatures starting near 50, then dropping quickly through the 40s and 30s. Back to the mid-20s under mostly sunny skies Saturday, sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday, lower 30s, increasing sunshine mid-30s on Monday, increasing clouds with the chance of snow by the end of the day Tuesday in the lower 30s, and leftover rain and snow showers in the mid-30s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.